News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Alistair, let's start with the release of Eden Alexandra. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Morning. Yeah, he was released yesterday, sort of early evening, about 24 hours after the deal was announced, a deal that was brokered by the United States with the support of Qatar and Egypt with Hamas. Hamas said it was a goodwill gesture towards Donald Trump. They got nothing in return. And it was a very low-key handover. There was no ceremony, none of parading the hostages on stage as we've seen before, nothing to antagonize the US president before he comes to the region. And Eden Alexander's now with his family back in, he's now in hospital, back in Israel, in hospital, receiving medical care. But, you know, looking pretty well from the evidence of the images we've seen.
Were Hamas looking to be diplomatic with Donald Trump, or was it a strategy on their part?
I think they see an opportunity this week with Trump in Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the UAE. I think they see an opportunity potentially for there to be progress on the situation in Gaza, both in respect to humanitarian aid and the potential for a ceasefire. And I think, you know, gestures go down well with the US president. You know, Hamas are very savvy about the way the world outside Gaza is working, whether that's divisions within Israel or how the United States administration thinks, and gestures go down well with President Trump, and I think that's what they're aiming at.
So in relation to Donald Trump's visit to the Middle East, I think we spoke to you last week. You weren't overly optimistic at that stage about a potential breakthrough. What's your view on it now?
I'm more optimistic than I was. I think there is a lot of pressure coming from different angles. I think there's pressure on Hamas coming from Arab states who are basically saying to them, look, you know, do agree to some form of a deal. It will, at the very least, suspend Israel's promised military escalation and give time for further negotiations. But I think Trump is re-engaged. And I think Trump had been distracted elsewhere with tariffs, with Ukraine, with Iranian talks, you know, you name it. And the attention of the White House had drifted away from here. But it's come back, obviously, to coincide with his trip here. Trump is a guy who wants wins. He needs wins. He wants big announcements. He's going to want to leave the Middle East with a series of, you know, big wins under his belt, whether it's economic deals he's done or whether it's something like brokering progress, ceasefire or aid access into Gaza. And I think he's going to be buoyed by the fact that they got Eden Alexander out yesterday and see whether he can build on that.
And Israel, will they be feeling under pressure to give him something?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a very strange dynamic between the Israelis and Americans at the moment. There's a lot of speculation about a rift between Netanyahu and Trump, which has been widely dismissed by both administrations. Perhaps, you know, perhaps they're protesting too much. Whether it's a rift or not, I mean, just look at the way that the Americans are operating at the moment. They are discussing an Iranian nuclear deal without Israel's involvement. They agreed a ceasefire with the Houthis, which shut Israel out. They agreed the Eden Alexander deal without it consulting Israel. And so I think, you know, they are putting pressure. I think there is pressure being put on Netanyahu, and he will feel under pressure. And if Donald Trump, who we know is a pretty impetuous guy, you know, he can change his mind from one minute to the next, but he's going to have the Saudis in his ear. He'll have the Qataris and the Emiratis in his ear during these visits over the next coming days. And if he decides that the right thing to do, in his opinion, is that the war needs to end in Gaza, then I think he'll try and apply the pressure to Netanyahu.
Okay, fascinating stuff. We'll watch with interest. And no doubt, Alistair, you will be reporting for Sky News. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.